This is a Normal Nerds Podcast, where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff and whatever else we feel like talking about. I'm your host, Maxwell Cerisi.
I'm your host, who thinks Disney just needs to take a break forever, Dave Spates.
This episode is, we're going to be going over the new Disney series, Acolyte, and getting sad. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast. All right, Davis.
Yo.
Star Wars is dead. Not really. It could come back. It always can.
You know, yeah, it really always can. I'm just like, I really need to take a break for a little. Let Dave Filoni finish up Ahsoka and maybe do another show if he's working on it still. I still like some of the stuff he does.
I bet the show was made before Dave Filoni got there.
I think Dave Filoni worked on, Acolyte? Mm-hmm. That's possible, yeah.
Because there's no way...
He's not working on it, so, like... Yeah. But it was definitely in the works before he got put in, like, they just gave him all the...
And he's probably like, this is garbage. I don't want that.
Yeah. I really do think... I just gotta stop. Like, a lot of things Disney's doing, they just gotta stop. Marvel Universe, Star Wars, just chill.
Yeah. You're right.
Just chill. Stop beating these horses.
What's the last good Disney movie? Cartoon movie. I mean, like, I'm gonna look up
Disney movies. Look up Disney movies. I don't know. I haven't seen one in a long time.
There might have been one.
I thought Encanto was okay.
Oh, yeah, you thought that. Yeah, okay. Some good songs in that one, some bangers.
So there were some bangers in that, yeah. It was overall, the story just felt a little, like, dry to me. But other than that, like, I like the overall idea of it.
Peter Pan and Wendy comes out this year?
Oh, no.
I don't want to see that.
Stop remaking things. I'm really just, don't remake things in this age anymore, please. I really don't want to see anything made in this age anymore.
List of Disney films. Here we go. Hopefully this is not alphabetical. It is not, thank God. They have made a lot of movies.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. We got a Diary of a Wimpy Kid coming out.
Live action? Oh, I did see that they were making...
People like those. People... Well, they did change the one kid and everyone hated it.
Is it a live action one or is it in the cartoon version?
I have no idea.
I think it might be in the cartoon version. I don't know 100%.
Wish. No one saw that.
Yeah, I didn't see Wish either. I didn't even know
Guardians of Galaxy 3.
Yeah. But you're looking at
I know people hated Elemental. I didn't hate it. I thought that was actually a pretty fun movie.
I haven't seen it yet. I'll let you know when I do.
Yeah. But here's the list. Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny. Haunted Mansion. No one saw that. Yeah. The Marvels.
Oh, no one saw that.
Yep. But no, not really. Nothing really. Nope. Hocus Pocus 2. No one saw that.
No one did see that. I remember that was coming out. I remember that was coming out and people like they like made a big splat and like made all these like ripples and stuff. It's like Hocus Pocus 2, yeah. And then like no one watched that.
No. No one. Well, I did know some people saw it and they're like, it was just bad.
How is Disney doing? Like they just kind of like they gotta be hemorrhaging money.
I know, right?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know.
Look at this. Yeah. Flubber, American Werewolf in Paris. Why are they in charge of that? Mr. Magoo, this is back in the day. Oh man, they were doing so many bangers back in the day. They did Armageddon. They were part of that. Jeez,
really? Huh. That's cool.
Bugs Life. What a great movie.
Bugs Life was I had Bugs Life sheets for my life. It was awesome.
But Disney is just out of bad role here.
I know. It's gotta relax.
And if you are listening to the podcast, you know one thing we demand of the Star Wars is Jedi.
Yeah.
And they were like, I feel like this. This is Disney. They're not listening to their fans in any sense of the word. Because everyone's like, stop with the wokeness.
I know.
And they're like, you guys want a Jedi, right? And we're like, yes. But there needs to be a good story, too.
Yep.
And they're like, Jedi? And it's like...
It's like they only hear the one part. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's shove this thing in here and keep everything else we're doing the same. It's like, you're not missing one puzzle piece. You're missing the entire puzzle. Like, that's the problem mm-hmm. right now. They're just like, they keep thinking that, like, if they change up one thing and keep the current framework, everything's going to work out well. And it's not, because no one likes the framework they're working in.
Yeah. Also, we're absolutely 100% allowed to dislike this show coming out, because the director said it's a show made by women for women, so it wasn't made for us.
That's a good point.
It wasn't made for us. We're not the target audience.
I didn't think about that.
Apparently, and that stupid, what did she say? What was the thing about? Yeah, that's super fast. This is what I hate. She's like, oh, it's like the other ones are like, it's about time. There's a woman's version of Star Wars. And no, Star Wars is for everyone.
It really
My
is.
Mom loves Star Wars.
That's what I don't get. Like
you realize in the '80s, like everyone was like, oh, everyone was like, this is a shit.
Star
like,
Wars is awesome. Yeah.
They weren't like, Princess Leia was badass in the '80s. You didn't see a princess like that at all.
No, that's true. Yeah, that
was like, she had a blaster gun.
I know.
And then they gave her the Force dumb sensitive nonsense. Oh, she was way cooler when she had a blaster gun.
Yeah, she was. She was. She pulled off. She was so cool that she pulled off those stupid cinnamon buns.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's how badass she was.
Honestly, like, yes, the golden bikini.
I mean, every boy's dream.
Yes, but I still think her best outfit is when she had the buns and her white little cloth outfit, and she's got a blaster in hand.
That's a good one.
That, to me, is like...
I'm not going to lie, I like the Endor one still more.
The Endor one was cool.
Yeah, that outfit was awesome.
What are we doing out here? Trying to make her out like she's like... And they're like, well, Star Wars, we need it for women, too. It's like, it is for women. This is just sexist that you're saying it's not.
I know.
Like, women can be into sci-fi and fantasy.
I know.
Like, we don't need... Like, oh my
God. It's just like, it's weird, too, that the way you keep doing it was like, because... Their whole idea, I'm confused on it, because they want people to like a main protagonist woman in Star Wars, but they continuously just like think that just mate like her gender is going to be what makes her the best thing ever.
Yeah.
When like, you know, connection here, jumping into like Freerun, Fern is a spectacular female main character.
Oh,
we root for her the entire time. Go watch her anime review that came out earlier this week.
Yeah.
We gush over her.
Yeah, because
she's
best.
Awesome. And then Freerun's amazing, too. And it's like, make good characters.
Freerun is amazing. Sorry, not talking about Freerun. But Freerun is amazing, but you're solely right on this. Is like, Fern steals the show.
Oh, 100%.
Like, without Fern, the show does not work.
Nope, not in the slightest. Yeah. It's boring.
Right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's great. Because that is a well-written character who happens to be a female.
Yeah,
because
like,
why am I saying female? Woman. Like,
that's right, because that's like, it's like, dude, we're just watching this. Like, just give us good characters. We don't care.
Good characters, good story, and you mean whatever gender you want. Then.
But it also, when you make it out to be like, did you not see Avengers? Like Disney, I know you made it, but did you not see it with the scene where you had all the women get together? Nobody liked it.
No one liked it. It got instant jokes.
Feminists hated it.
Yeah, it was lit up instantly online.
Right, like, when I watched the trailer for this, I was like, oh, it's all women.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, they somehow all magically got there across the battlefield.
Some pussy-looking Asian dude, like, I don't...
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he's probably a Jedi, so he might be, you know, better.
Oh, yeah. We jump back into the show. Sorry, I was still thinking about the stupid Avengers scene.
No,
I don't know what's going on with that. It is all just... Which one's going to be fine with if they weren't... I know they're going to just bastardize the story, because they've already talked about how they're doing bastardizing the story. It's like, oh, you know, the real story about Star Wars isn't really about, like, good and evil. It's about who has power and how they use it. And it's like, no, there's a light side of the Force.
Oh, my God.
And there's a dark side of the Force.
That pissed me off so much. The most egregious thing about this film, or TV show, I'm going to go to your point real quick. Actually, no, we'll just talk about your point, then we'll talk about this thing.
Okay, put a pin.
I'll remember it, but when I saw that, I was watching the video you sent me. I paused it to come talk to you.
Yep.
Because I was like, the best thing about Star Wars, there's no just good and evil. Yes, there is. That's literally, what are we talking about?
I know.
That's literally the whole concept of the entire universe.
I know.
If they said that this show does something to change the Force, and if they make it, so the Sith are like, oh, actually, kind of, I might be like, Dave Filoni, if you don't fix something, if you don't retcon this, it's dead.
Yeah.
It's dead.
Yeah. There's no way anyone's watching Star Wars after this. Yeah. I don't even know if I'm going to watch the show. I might read the reviews first and see what fans say. I don't know if I'm going to watch the show.
I still got to watch Ahsoka, so. And that was good.
Ahsoka was really good. I liked Ahsoka a lot.
My little brother even liked it.
Yeah.
Because he has so much problem with Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, and totally understandable. Yeah.
And he loves Star Wars, but he's just like,
it's because he hasn't seen a good Star Wars thing, like a real good... He hasn't seen a good Star Wars movie come out in his lifetime.
Yeah.
No prequels. I described that. Yeah, I forgot how old your brother is.
And
he's older than me. Yeah. I forgot. He's a little brother, I think, of my little brother. Yeah.
And he, like, you know, he watched all the Clone Wars and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, great stuff.
But, like, he likes Ahsoka. But once again, I had this feeling with Ahsoka. It was like, it was good.
I got a bad feeling they're going to, like... I had a feeling
it was good.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was good as a story. That's why I'm really scared they're going to like, oh, this did well, so now we get to like come in and destroy it.
Oh, no, definitely they'll do that too. I don't know, Dave Filoni. That's my only thing. It's my only hope. It's my only hope. Because like he was part of that.
Yes.
Because he wasn't going to let them bastardize Ahsoka. Mm. That was no way that was going to happen.
She's such a good character. Yeah. I don't like...
She's a well-written character.
I know. It blows my mind when like, I don't understand how we are fans. We have no college background in screenwriting, reviewing, anything like that. And all the fans are saying the exact same thing. Stop doing this shit.
Yeah,
it's not about the gender. Changing the gender doesn't make it better. Does write the character well. I don't get it. We've barely even talked about the trailer. Yeah, the trailer looks like, I don't know how they're going to change the Force. Because if they fundamentally change the Force, this time period, it's all happening like way in the past.
I know.
It's like it's Old Republic, which is like,
makes no sense.
How are you going to change the Force and then have it change back for the rest of the stuff? Like, why are you doing that? It'd be cool if you just had a story about a girl who fell to the dark side and then like she went around slaughtering all of her schoolmates. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the story is exactly. I know it's like two twin sisters played by the same actress, which like, good job.
Couldn't just find
parent
twins.
Trap.
I know. True.
You don't even find twins. You could just tell like two actors would look alike. You know, twins don't always look identical.
Yeah, but how do you know they're twins if they don't look the same?
That's very true. I'm surprised they didn't do, they were, I don't, whatever those twins are, where it's a boy and a girl, and the boy was on the dark side and he's awful and mean, and the girl's on the good side. I'm surprised they didn't do it. The one thing I want to talk about is they asked the director what her favorite Star Wars movie is. She's like, I don't see them as movies. It's just all Star Wars. Before that, this is how dumb she is. She was Harvey Weinstein's assistant. I don't know why this is getting glossed over here.
Yeah.
Like, this needs to be pushed hard. How can she get away with this?
Yeah.
She clearly knew stuff was up. She was his assistant.
Yeah, I gotta look more into that and see how, like, she has a job.
Care if she was I don't care if she was his assistant for, like, a year. That's too long.
True, yeah, that's facts. Yeah, she definitely that's gross. There's something, I don't know. I don't, I want to look into it. I want to see how this is sliding. Maybe there's like some, because, you know, there's always more to the story possibly. But right now, on the surface, this feels like one of those things where it's like everyone in connection to that got like friggin' set up. Like, it just, everything was like napalm set on fire. Mm. How is she okay? Like, that's weird. Like, that should have like,
because no one knew who she was.
I guess it's a good point, yeah.
And now we do. And then it's just actually, this looks, here we go. Yeah, this looks like one of those Hollywood things. It's like, he got busted. And clearly, everyone knew.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, yo, what the hell? And they're like, oh yeah, no, totally, it's awful. It's awful. True, yeah. We definitely had no idea. Never in a million.
No, why would we not? No.
So like, obviously, the assistant definitely knew. Why would she not know? What? And then like, Hollywood's like, yeah, but no one's, it's okay, we'll keep you around. We know you're in the inner circle of doing weird bullshit.
Yeah.
They're
out there playing to the Moloch God.
Yeah, do you see that YouTube video of that guy going in there?
No, there's a YouTube video of it?
Yeah.
Not like, the Alex Jones video?
No, this guy like
it's went. A new one?
It, at night, went in. You got, you,
I'm going to watch it later.
It's not, a lot of skipping involved.
Okay.
The weird thing is that in the video, there's like owl noises, but it doesn't sound like owls. Sounds like people doing that. And he goes in this one room. They have this like really large, like colonial looking painting and this weird like statue of like a gremlin like thing. Dude, it's weird.
Dude, rich people are so weird. What is it when you hit a certain like monetary level that you just go batshit crazy?
I'm conspiracy pod now.
Yeah, all right. Let's put on the tinfoil hat.
I'm not going to say this out loud. We, this podcast is so small, we have no influence, so.
That's true. That's true.
Whatever rich group of people hear this, we are no threat to you. We also would never commit suicide.
That's very true. Yes.
Because we are Christian.
Yeah.
Catholic.
That is on record on video.
We don't believe in that in any sense of the word.
Correct. Yes.
Anyways. There definitely is like a group of people who are doing shit. Like,
100%.
In Hollywood especially.
Oh, 100%.
Like, where they're like, doing bad shit.
Yeah.
Dude, like Corey Feldman from, you remember him from Lost Boys, the vampire movie? He was an actor. He was big.
Kid?
Yeah, he was like big in the, like, he went on a rampage about having, like, they were like doing pedophilia all the time.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know this?
No, of course, they buried it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, yeah, I didn't know this at all. Yeah. Why is it not brought up all the time?
He was on an interview with Matt Lauer, and it was like, he's a little weird, but once again, yeah, well, no, look. But you know, that's the thing, it's like, the Nickelodeon documentary came out, and they're like, hey, look at this. They're like, look at this, and everyone's like, oh, this is surprising. Is it? Is it surprising?
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's one of those things, too, it's like, for me, like, whatever, yeah, it's surprising to see how crazy it was, but like, there was always like memes and stuff going around for the last couple of years how weird Dan Schneider was and like that women didn't like him, didn't feel safe around him. But like now this comes out and it's like, oh yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing too. I'm watching, like, I gotta finish the documentary or whatever, but like they're like, yeah, oh my god, it was awful, blah blah. I'm like, yeah, and no one did anything.
That's true, yeah.
And now you're all making it out to be like you're doing. You're not doing anything because this crap is clearly still happening.
Yeah, oh, it's still going on. Yeah,
still going on. What are we talking about out here?
What is with Hollywood? They're so weird.
I think the problem was the 80s and 90s ruined it because they made them gods.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
They were like
yeah.
little in the 80s and 90s. Like the celebrities don't exist anymore. Really, the worship of celebrities don't.
Yeah,
really, minus Taylor Swift. And like
the last one,
sometimes like Beyonce, I guess. I don't know.
Not so much these days.
Not so much, but is because of the internet and influencers. Mm-hmm. There's just so many people who are famous that we were all just like, who really gives a fuck if you're famous?
Yeah,
like, you know, yeah. They used to be like, God.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know why they're in a pedophile. Not to be that so guy. Weird. I really think it's some like devil shit.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
yeah. I think it's just like it wouldn't be like not that like the devil's doing it. Like no. They're just like they're like well.
They're so weird out there too that like I feel like even after like even if they weren't doing it like they definitely were but even if they weren't doing stuff like this weird shit before the moment the memes came out of it there's so many weird people in Hollywood that would just do it for the meme at this point I feel
that's
like.
True
I think they just do it to be like oh man yeah, I do this yeah I'm fringe or something yeah, like that some
I think because obviously there's like people in Hollywood like Chris Pratt Adam Sandler who definitely are not part of that kind of stuff
yeah
I think like you know there's a lot of famous people too who aren't part of that kind of stuff. But I definitely think there's invites.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there's, like, a limitation to what you can... That's, like, you know, it's like Adam Sandler... Chris Pratt openly talks about God, but he doesn't really do anything else. Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler really doesn't get into... I think if you are... They'll, like, reject the invite. They're like, yeah, but you can't say anything.
Ah, yeah. Or they'll, like... Or they'll shadow government destroy you, essentially. Yeah, whatever.
Because weird no one ever, like... No one's ever, like, really speaking out against it.
Yeah. All I ever did was Nixon and see where he ended up.
Yeah, oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
But like this I think this Nickelodeon documentary is like this is what they do. I think every like 5 to 10 years are like, and look, see this one guy. Like it's like the NFL PEDs. The NFL doesn't give a crap that anyone's taking steroids.
Oh yeah.
But
sure.
Everyone like every year
once in a while they'll get one.
They'll pick out a few players who aren't that important yeah. or like kind of not really, and they'll be like, oh, suspended because yep, PEDs. See, guys, we care.
Yep.
It's like, they don't care. Yeah, Nick Bosa definitely was. And Aaron Donald, those are gigantic dudes. They definitely don't take steroids.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Aaron Donald only weighs like 285 pounds and is ripped. It's like, yeah, okay.
Oh,
so I think
God.
There is like some weird inner circle. Probably, yeah. That I think if you get enough money, you probably get invited. And I think because they like to control money, they don't want you like going nutty with it. Like, I really think they don't want you to be, like, being nice with it.
Oh, yeah, probably. Because
makes them look bad.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense, because they just want to do it all themselves.
None of them are nice with it. Oh, they'll, like, donate money here or there, but yeah. None of, even the good ones aren't even good.
Oh, this is good. I'm going to go to bed feeling gross tonight. Oh, great.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Dude, the fact that it's called Bohemian Grove.
Oh, that's the Moloch place? Yeah, but they worship
the owl. It still exists.
I know, and they still go to
it. They still do it.
That's still nuts.
That's weird. Everyone's just like, ah, whatever. And, like, people in the town are like, no, they're super nice. I'm like, you're all plants. 100%. You're all plants.
100%.
Like, they'd have anyone actually living in that town.
No way.
Dude, it's weird. They still go. Dude, when that guy goes, I think it was like a year ago the video came out. Surprisingly, he put out a video because it's a two-parter. He did put out a video how he would never kill himself.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Uh-huh, good.
Like, he has this whole long video where he's like, I would never commit suicide, never would happen to it. So, smart.
They probably hate those. And they hate the advent of the internet.
Yeah. Dude, look at the Boeing guy. The Boeing guy just died.
But like, you're not even being secret about it.
I know.
Like,
that's the crappy part is, like, Jeffrey Epstein definitely didn't kill himself.
100%.
100% didn't kill himself. Honestly, they did it in such a weird way. They're like, oh, he, like, committed suicide. It's like, dude, you should just out of prison or kill him.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
Prisoners don't like pedophiles.
Yeah, true.
Like,
yeah,
they
yeah.
would have killed him.
Yeah, I know. It's like, no, they had him do ugh,
the worst, the most obvious way possible is like, oh, he killed himself. It's like doubt.
Hi, everyone, the moment it happened, no one believed it. And
also,
the Boeing guy.
Why would he have? That's what I don't understand with Jeffers. Like, maybe he didn't want to be in prison. I'm like, I don't really think he.
Oh yeah, and definitely it wasn't the weight of his sins
because
he was
exactly,
doing it. He was a monster.
Exactly.
So like, he didn't. I don't think he had any guilt.
Yeah, and the guards just fell asleep when it happened.
Both of them at the same time?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, this Boeing guy, it's like, dude, that's wide out in the open.
100%.
Like what?
Yeah, 100%. They, that's so
Yeah, stuff. That's because the airline industry, that is one of the few, I'm like, yeah.
They're a racket.
You're so connected. They lobby, like, hard.
I know, yeah.
To get away with anything.
Yeah, no, facts.
Yeah, they're an absolute racket, and they lobby
They're the only business that didn't have to change after COVID.
That's so true. Because
they got slammed and all this stuff in COVID. No one was flying, blah, blah, blah. They pretty much probably went broke. And then they're just as bad as pre-COVID.
I know, you're
right. They still suck.
Yeah, because they lobby like crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
So. Yeah. But anyways, the Acolyte.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We had a deep rabbit hole there. Acolyte, yeah. Harvey Weinstein's assistant is directing it, and she looks like an absolute idiot.
Yeah, very bad.
I have no problem saying that. She looks like,
she did. I don't like her outfits.
Yeah, what is this? What is this weird slick back hair thing?
Yeah, we're going trying to go back to like the 80s, but also like looking like men. It's weird. I don't know. Yeah, it's really weird. It's really weird.
But the show weird. The show looks bad. I know we're looking for Jedi, and that's cool and everything like that. But also this weird one Jedi. I wish I could remember the name. It's like Roth or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
With its whip lightsaber. I know the fan base likes it, I guess. Don't like it. They said fan favorite on the websites. I don't know how true that is.
Yeah, they can see whatever they want there.
That's true. But, like, that's dumb.
That is dumb.
It's not.
It's the same. Everyone's chasing. Everyone is constantly chasing the moment where Darth Maul shot out the second blade. Everyone's chasing that. It was amazing, and it made total sense. Why not just stick another lightsaber onto another lightsaber?
Yeah.
That makes total sense. But they tried to do it with the crossguard. Crossguard was dumb.
The crossguard is so stupid.
The crossguard is so dumb.
It also makes, once again, it makes no sense that lightsaber somehow got worse.
I don't understand. And heavy. That. Yeah, I don't understand that. I've heard so many like things where they try to retcon that and all that stuff. It's like, oh, we got to be so in tune with the Force when it wields this way. It's like, shut up, this is dumb.
Shut up, this is dumb.
So it's one of the, and like they're all chasing that, and it's like, stop. Lightsabers are already cool.
Yeah, they're already cool.
The two forms. You got the regular one, and then you got the dual wielder, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's it, or the staff. That's cool.
Yeah,
then you can give them two, and they can dual wield it. You can give him four. Grievous had four. Yeah. That was cool. Let him do that.
Yeah,
but absolutely. No, you guys got to keep trying to change lightsabers. It's like, why? Why? I always told you about the YouTube video I watched where, like, it was animated. They're just being dorky. They showed the crossguard scene. And another scene was, like, Jar Jar Binks with, like, a hula hoop lightsaber. Like, it's like, they just keep going around with this. Like,
also, they're called lightsabers. Saber.
I know.
That's a sword.
I know.
A whip is not a sword.
I got my light whip. That sounds stupid. It's going to look so stupid. I'm not going to enjoy it.
That's not cool. First of all, it just doesn't make... Oh, my God. Whoever wrote that comic.
I know.
You're an idiot.
I'm not excited about this.
That's just dumb.
Yeah.
That's just literally
it's
not...
It's a bad idea. Like, what are we...
Like you said, lightsabers are cool enough.
I know.
Like, you don't need to change them. Master Chief never changed his armor.
Yeah.
Once.
Well, wait till season 2 of Halo.
I don't care about that show.
Yeah.
It already came out.
Oh, it did? Oh, good. And no one saw it? Excellent.
Yeah, maybe it didn't. I don't know.
I don't think it came out yet.
But regardless, but
Invincible's out. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I gotta watch that, dude.
It's good.
I gotta watch that. But, like, Master Chief never changed his outfit once.
Mm-hmm.
His armor was iconic, and you never need to make it cooler. Let's try to think of other things that haven't changed that are really cool. Goku's outfit never changed.
Oh, okay.
I gotta stop picking outfits.
Kamehameha never changed.
Kamehameha never changed.
Yeah.
Aang's glider never changed.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Hollywood's coming.
The way the noise
was. Yeah, it threw me off too. Yeah, it threw me off too.
Whatever. But like, you know, you don't need to make a lightsaber cooler.
Yeah, it's fine. It's cool as it is.
Yeah.
But they won't. They just keep doing it. They're gonna change the Force somehow. I don't like the poster for this. The poster looks weird.
I didn't even look at it yet.
It doesn't look good. You'll see it and you'll know.
No.
You already know. There's already a million memes about it, too. I'm just like, oh, guys, what are you doing?
Did you see it got ratioed on YouTube?
Really?
Where it's a guy has more dislikes, which I thought was like kind of surprising because they got rid of like the dislike button on YouTube, but they must have like allowed it to be on there or something. Got more dislikes than likes.
Of course it did.
Mm-hmm.
Stop making Star Wars films. Stop making Star Wars shows. Just, you're done. You had your chance. Yeah, Disney had its chance. Now it's just time to stop.
And then, the plug, they got like Tiki Wee Hiki whatever.
I don't trust his movies anymore.
No.
Yeah, I really don't. He had some great ones back in the day.
Do a Star Wars movie. I'm like,
that'll be the gooniest thing ever. It's gonna be so stupid. Star Wars.
The guys who directed Game of Thrones, they were gonna do an original fucking Jedi ever history thing, and it would have been great.
Yeah, probably had good content in it, so they canceled it.
Yeah,
it's like on. I just like they don't. I don't know.
Whatever her name is. Karen, whatever. The whole episode that South Park was making fun of.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember her name.
Yeah. Fire her.
Yeah, the lady that worked on the original.
Yeah. Bob Iger, you suck.
At some point, Disney, like, if we live in a capitalist society, at some point they'll break.
At some point,
it's going to happen. At some point, if the only income you have is coming from your parks, which I get it, that's still a lot of income. But it cannot at all match what the movies bring in. No. The movie industry brings in and all that stuff. The shows. Like,
what? So Marvel's and Man and Web bombed box office. Bombed. Like, horrible.
Man and Web wasn't theirs, though. That was Sony only.
Oh, yeah, it's good. But Marvel's did the worst.
Marvel's bad, yeah.
Bombed box office. Did terrible in the box office. There's just a lot of movies. That's the only problem with Deadpool. Disney doesn't learn things.
They don't, but also,
and,
like...
And Deadpool will probably be good.
It'll probably be good.
And it'll do really well in the box office. And they'll be like, see, we're good!
Yeah, but then their next one will be trash, and then after that will be trash.
It'll be trash for a while. But I will say, I guess they learned a little bit. They were like... They did slow down the production of the movies.
Good, yeah.
But my worry is that they're just not going to change.
But what I'm saying is they can't sustain this model. Even if they have one good island out of all, like, the sunken ships out there... Like, that one good movie does not, unless it's, like, literally the best movie ever, does not equal the amount they would get from five good movies, you know?
That's true, yeah.
So, it's, like, they can't sustain that model.
They really cannot do Star Wars.
No. I don't understand, like, what they're... I don't understand. Dude. Like, they look at it, and it's, like, it's, like, I don't know. It's, like, it's this weird thing. They just, like, stare at it. It's, like, we want to make a good movie, and this, they do everything wrong somehow. Mm-hmm. It's some weird... I think they have some broken thing in their brain where they're just, like, we just... As long as there's a lightsaber in it and put Star Wars on it, it'll be good.
Yeah.
And it's, like, that's not accurate.
Because, like, even the Obi-Wan series was, like, if you really think about it, it was bad. Like,
it the episodes were good, but that's about it, yeah.
Well, the Darth Vader fight was good, yeah.
Yeah, it was sick.
Every time Darth Vader was on scene, it was good.
That's true.
Obi-Wan was an absolute bitch and made no sense.
Yeah, that was what,
yeah, especially because he was badass in the original movies.
I hate when they make Jedi, like, just, like, they get so rusty. I hate Jedi getting rusty.
I hate him getting rusty, but, like, he was badass in the original movies.
He was amazing.
He was, like, wise, and he was like, oh, yeah, do it, yeah, fight.
That is, I was thinking about this. That was actually one good thing that's come out of those sequels and all that stuff. Nobody really shits on the prequels anymore. They're like,
oh, yeah.
We have seen... horrible movies now, and these are actually pretty good. Well, I know they were already on the rise before, but like, no one shits on Jar Jar anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't now, because, you pretend that Jar Jar Binks was the worst thing to happen to Star Wars, you're a maniac.
Yeah, it's facts, so, yeah.
I actually agree with that neurotic, is that guy said in his video, is like, everyone thought Star Wars died when Disney bought it, but we all were positive about it. I agree with him. He's like, Star Wars died for me when Last Jedi came out. And I was like, that is exactly Star Wars died for me. That's like, literally, I remember. Mandalorian is still good.
That's good, yeah.
That's because John Favreau is in charge of that. Yeah. He's a great director. He did the original Iron Man movies. He's amazing. Boba Fett was horrible.
Yeah,
until the Mandalorian came in.
Yeah, until it turned Mandalorian. Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, it wasn't that
good. That one scene where they're all walking up and they're like the riders and they all look like boobs.
Or the worst scene in that entire thing where they all did like the weird spin move to take their shots. Remember that? Yeah. Well, like what might be the worst scene in all Star Wars history.
And then they're just like, hey, Boba Fett, you're never going to wear your helmet.
That was really weird.
That makes sense because you're only a Mandalorian, whatever. Yeah. I mean, you're a clone, but whatever.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah,
but still, stupid.
It was just. I don't understand how. This, like, Disney used to be so amazing. And I think the moment Avengers ended, they just went off the rails.
Yeah, but I think that was the Russo brothers.
You think?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I think the Russo brothers kept Avengers together because there was two brothers and they understood what they were doing and making good plot, story structure and everything like that.
That doesn't make sense.
And I think they just had they had such a hold on it. And then I think Disney was just like, well, once this ends, we're now going to be more in charge.
I know, yeah.
Because it started before Disney, because Iron Man was before Disney.
Yes, so and all, Disney co-opted, but they co-opted pretty early though, and like
they did pretty early. But
the same guy was in charge for the entire. The same guy they have now was the same guy that was in charge of Marvel.
But I think he was letting them do.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, look at the Avengers Endgame when all the women do the thing. I'm pretty sure that was probably his idea.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And pretty sure Captain Marvel was his idea too because she's dumb and no one.
She's really bad. Yeah,
they're doing peppermint pots because that was still one of my favorite scenes in Avengers Endgame when her and Tony are just like blasting shit.
Oh yeah, when she's in her rescue suit, I think it's called something like that. That was
sick.
That was great because Iron Man's sick. It's so weird to see. You know, I used to not. I've seen the Neurotic guy before, Nerdrotic. That's his channel. I've seen his videos before, and I didn't love him. But this was a while ago because he's very negative about a lot of stuff. But now he's moved into a world where it's like, yeah, we need your negative. We need because you're just right now. That's why you're right. If you're shitting on something, it's because it's right because it is bad. You know?
Oh yeah.
Like he hated Rings of Power. I thought Rings of Power was good.
We stand for Rings of Power. I know people. Yeah. People were dumb about that. They were like, there's so much diversity. It's like, who cares?
Yeah.
It's not talked about. It's
still a good story.
That's the thing. Yeah, it's still a good story. But like when it's pushed on you, that's when it's annoying. When they're like, well, you notice Captain Falcon, Winter Soldier, he's black. And it's like, Yeah, I know. You don't need to point
at me. I know the character. I've watched the character for years now. Yeah. I'm gonna like him. I'm aware.
I'm fine with, like, actors getting jobs. Like, you know, hobbits can look like whatever. They look like hobbits. Whatever, regardless. Or what are they called? Harfoots or whatever.
Yeah, that was
right. That guy, neurotic. He has some videos that are absolutely hilarious. And if Humber's going to agree with him, I would never in a million years hang out with that guy.
Yeah, probably not.
I've seen, really. I know what that guy is. I know what that guy is. He is an unactually person. He is, like, the guy at work is like, actually, if you the comic book from this version, I'm like, I'm glad you have a YouTube channel and can give me information that I don't know, and I agree with you at some points. Your Doctor Who thing was amazing.
Oh, spot on.
So I'm not crapping on the guy, but some people just, you know.
Yeah, guy, I'm aware there's some people in the podcast community I would not
hang. Yeah, there's that, like, that guy probably doesn't watch sports.
Might not. Watches his all character or something like that. He just, you, like,
seen his room?
I've seen the room he broadcasts out of, yeah. I mean, it's a podcast studio.
I know. But I feel
for
like...
what he's, for the channel he's doing, I know, think it fits.
I know, I think it fits too, but here's what I think. It's like, Burt Kreischer said it on Last Meals, which is a great series, is there just needs to be certain people.
Yeah.
Like, there need, and it's great that he exists.
Yeah, that's right.
Like,
fair.
You know what? It's just like, that guy knows way more about comic books than me and you know.
Facts, yeah.
And he also hates super woke stuff, which is also great too.
Oh, it was great.
So we need this channel. We need channels like that. Does that mean we got to be friends and hang out? No.
Nah, that's a good point. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But I will watch your videos and be like, oh, it's great.
Oh, I'll thumb those. I'll thumb those. I'll give them a like. There we go.
Yeah.
Thumbs
them
up. I'll give them a like.
Yeah, exactly. Like
100 years old there.
We give them a thumbs up.
I'll give them a thumbs up. It's like, no, I'll like. I'll smash the like button.
Smash the like button. But yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, he's just like, there's a guy at work he reminds me of.
Like, I see what you mean. Yeah.
And I'm like, he seems a little less negative. And he also seems like he's in shape. So that's
yeah, he does. I like that about him.
That
yeah.
always
so
is, that's always a positive for us.
Yeah. It's a good channel. Check it out.
It is good. Check it out. Yeah. I mean, if you're still listening to this episode, you're definitely...
This episode's all over the place right
you're
now.
You're definitely not woke if you're still living to this episode. So yeah, you'll definitely... You probably already heard of his channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went all over this episode. Tin hat wearing and all this
kind
of
stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's just what I mean. Like, it was, we only have a trailer to talk about, so it's like... And a trailer that connects to so many things that annoy us.
I know. Yeah. This Disney thing is just... I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Just not watch.
I'm not going to watch this.
Yeah. I'm not going to... I'm gonna wait for the reviews to come out, and if it's like okay, I'll pop it on.
Yeah, but you still haven't watched Andor.
That's really true. I really gotta watch Andor.
And the reviews are incredible.
I know. Listen, Oppenheimer is taking me so long to finish.
You're
it's so
still
good.
Watching it?
I'm watching it when I ride the bike, so I'm watching it in half hour stints.
Yeah, that makes sense. Is it good?
Oh yeah, it's great.
It's great. I gotta watch it.
Oh yeah, it's a really good movie.
I gotta watch it. You gotta watch Dune too. Also,
yeah, we gotta
so
see that as well.
So many things that need to be seen.
Yeah, so little time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.